Hello, and welcome to another episode of Self-Taught Artist. I'm Lauren Christine, your host. Today, we have an episode for all of you watercolor and gouache artists out there, and especially watercolor artists. We are talking about something that I think might be a game changer for watercolorists. And something I didn't hear about until just last month. And this is the use of wax medium to seal our precious watercolor artwork. Now, if you're a watercolor artist, you know displaying watercolor paintings can be a real challenge due to the intrusive reflections caused by glass. And also the fact that if you touch watercolor, or if it's exposed to any water or strong humidity or dampness, that paint can reopen and reactivate, and your piece of artwork may change before your eyes, but not in a good way. Watercolor's tough, but I think I have something that you're really gonna like if you're a watercolor artist, and that is wax medium. It's here to revolutionize the way that we present our watercolor artwork. First, before I give you all the details, let's do our review of the week. This review comes to us from S. Correa Art. S. Correa, Correa dot art. And the title is Love. This podcast is so insightful and relatable. As someone returning to art later in life, I have found so much insightful and inspiring information here. Thank you for giving so much to the art community. Oh, I love it. Thank you so much for your very kind words. I really appreciate it. Oh, I especially love hearing that as someone returning to art later in life, that this podcast has been helpful, because I too took a long break from art, and ever since I've dived back into it, it has been such a blessing for me. So I'm really glad to be able to spread that message. All right, to anyone who hasn't left me a review yet, or even if you have, maybe you should grab your spouse's phone and leave me another review from their phone. Haha. But I kid. So go to Apple Podcasts, leave me a review, scroll down to the bottom of the Self-Taught Artist page. You'll see it there. On Spotify, hit the 5 stars button. On Apple Podcasts, hit the 5 stars button as well. Give me a 5 stars rating. And then also be sure to hit the follow or subscribe button wherever you're listening to make sure that you never miss an episode. All right, let's talk wax medium. So what exactly is this magical substance, you might be asking? Seriously, I had not heard about this until a month ago. And I'd say it's probably because I'm really not into oil painting, which is funny because, who would think that that an oil paint additive could be used to waterproof and seal our watercolor art. It's mind-blowing. My mind is still being blown. But wax medium is typically marketed as an additive for oil paint. But it turns out it is a versatile product that can enhance oil paint colors by increasing translucency. But here's the kicker. It can also be used to seal watercolor paintings. Now, I know you might be hesitant to apply anything, especially wax, to the surface of a watercolor, but I implore you to trust me and test it out for yourself. Once you try this out on a practice painting, I really think you are going to be a fan. So let's talk about the benefits of waxing watercolors. I will say the benefits are that wax provides a durable waterproof finish, which also can add depth to color and allows for glassless framing and display. The finish is malleable and changeable, meaning you can leave the wax rough for a matte effect, or you can buff it with a rag after the wax dries to a nice uniform high gloss. Imagine this added freedom of displaying your watercolors without the constraints of glass, all while enhancing the vibrancy and the longevity of your artwork. Honestly, it sounds too good to be true, but it's great. It really is. So the kind of wax that I have tried is called Dorland's Wax, D-O-R-L-A-N-D apostrophe S, Dorland's Wax. This one I find in particular is the go-to among people that I've spoken with, and I'm just absolutely shocked that this exists, because for years I thought there was nothing I could do to seal my watercolor artwork. All right, so cold wax for watercolor application. Now, this wax medium, it goes on like a paste, and it does not dissolve your watercolor, and it dries where it's not sticky, so it really is an ideal protective film. And as I've mentioned, one of the best parts, I think, is you don't need glass necessarily to display it. It also cuts down on, you know, the risk you might feel. For example, like, I love sending watercolor cards, but if that were to be splashed, if it were to go through a rainstorm in the envelope, you know, there's all kinds of things that can destroy watercolor art. It's very fragile. And now there's a way to protect it. I must remind you that UV light remains a concern. Now, I know when you apply varnish, for example, to an acrylic painting, that helps protect the paint and the pigment from UV light. Wax does not give it that benefit. So UV light is still something you have to think about and protect your painting from, even if you wax it. Waxing will provide a beautiful true-to-life preservation protection, but the one thing it won't do is protect it from UV rays. The sun is strong. It's really strong, and it can fade watercolor very quickly if you're not careful. All right, so applying cold wax is quite simple. I'm going to do a step-by-step in a minute, but really all you have to do is use a top-quality paper towel, a lint-free cloth, or even, you know what I use? My fingers. I take a little dab, I work it into the paper in a swirling circular motion, and then allow it to dry overnight. Buffing it is optional. The most important thing, and I'm going to say this 10 times probably, is that you need to test this and apply it on some test artwork before you use it on your masterpiece. So testing is crucial. Especially if you've used gouache in your work, I really need you to test it on your gouache, because some gouache is more fragile than other gouache, and you just want to make sure that you test it. So apply the wax separately to ensure compatibility, and do that on some test artwork. Now, the one thing you might notice is there may be a slight darkening of some deep colors from the wax. If you have also tried varnishing an oil painting or even an acrylic painting, you know that sometimes applying varnish does impact your colors in a certain way. I think it adds a beautiful depth to watercolor. I think it adds a beautiful depth. You know, when I varnish an acrylic painting, I love the look. I love the consistent finish. But as always, test it on a practice watercolor to see if these effects complement your work and your vision, because you may not be like me and you may want a different kind of finish. And so test it. That's the answer. Now, once your watercolor is dried and waxed, I will tell you, a world of new presentation options opens up to you. You can mount it on a substrate or mat it without the need for glass. So think about how that could spark some new creative options in presenting your artwork. and maybe some additional ways that you can share your artwork with others. As I mentioned, now that I know that I can add a little wax, I think I'm going to be sending some more watercolor postcards, for example, or watercolor cards, and I don't have to worry so much about protecting them. Now, here is the step-by-step of the application process. It's really quite simple, and this is for the Dorlans wax that I mentioned, but I know there are some other kinds of wax medium, but test them, because the only one I can speak to is the Dorlans wax medium that I've tried. Now, to apply it, start by brushing off any loose paper bits, eraser, you know, leftover bits, and any dust from your dry painting. Then open up your Dorlans wax medium and dip into it with the tip of your finger. Just get a little bit, like you don't even have to cover your whole finger, like just start small, and then rub the wax all over your artwork, probably extending all the way to the edges for a consistent finish. And then I would just kind of go in round, soft circles, applying the wax. And it's creamy, so it should spread pretty well, and just grab a little bit more with your finger when you need a little bit more. At the end, remove any excess wax and then smooth the remaining layer with your fingertips. Now, after it dries for 24 hours, you have the extra option of buffing it with a cloth and rubbing it into a kind of higher gloss finish. If you are a fan of working in watercolor sketchbooks in particular, or art journaling, I think this technique is a fantastic way to seal and protect your sketches or finished artwork from the next page. And you know, if you are a journaler, that sometimes you shut the journal and art, you know, remnants transfer from one page to the next to the next. This can be a great way to protect your sketches and protect that artwork. Now, before we wrap up, I want to make another critical point and emphasize it. Wax medium is not the same thing as wax resist. Ensure you have the right product for sealing and enhancing your watercolors. Okay? Wax resist is something that will kind of, it's like a wax that goes on the page to ensure that the watercolor that you apply stays away from that area of the page. So wax medium is not the same thing as wax resist. Make sure you have the right product. I am so excited today to share this knowledge with you, because I really think that it's a game changer for watercolor artists. And I'm really excited to hear what you think about this after you try it. Remember, try it first. Test it. Because it might shift your colors a little bit. It might. And you need to know what it does before you use it on your masterpiece. So, in conclusion, my fellow artists, I am just so excited for sharing with you this alternative method to finishing a watercolor painting, and how you can bring new life and possibilities to your watercolor journey. So if you're a watercolor artist, give it a try. Break free from the limitations of traditional glass framing and let your creativity flourish. I'm so excited to share this with you. I hope my excitement is just spilling out through the airwaves right now, because I was just bursting with excitement to get this podcast out to you so you can start experimenting with it. So until next time, my friends, keep painting, keep experimenting, keep trying new things, and happy creating, my friends. If you're enjoying this podcast, could you take a few seconds to rate the podcast 5 stars, leave a written review on Apple Podcasts, and of course, hit the subscribe or follow button wherever you're listening. That ensures you never miss an episode. These 3 things go a long way to share this podcast with other self-taught artists and keep it going. Thank you so much.